What is up, Golden Hawks? It's your man Gabe with a special spooky scary episode of Lay Down Laurier, where chill vibes and entertainment collide. To all my loyal listeners, I know that this isn't my regular timing, but it's either this or nothing, you guys. It's too wet outside for me to be doing anything at 10 p.m., okay? It's too wet. It's very, 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 very bad. To all my new listeners out there, welcome. Howdy. Hello. My name's Gabe, and like I just said, I'm usually on here from 10 to 11. This is Lay Down Laurier, and it's where chill vibes and entertainment collide. I kind of just repeated that, but it's okay. I needed you guys to understand what this is, because this isn't, as I said, my usual timing. Today got really hectic, you know? It's the day before Halloween. That's just what happens sometimes, you know? Plans don't always go as according to plan. But today's episode is going to be a very spooky, scary special one, you know? I don't know about spooky, but it definitely will be special, you know? It's the day before Halloween, and I'm, as you guys know, as happy as a kid the day before Christmas, guys. I love Halloween, and I know I've said that before on here, and I'm gonna keep saying it, because I don't know about you guys, but it's just such a spectacular time of a year, you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's this Halloween, or well, I guess this October has been pretty awesome in my opinion. Like, I've quite enjoyed it so far. But yeah, today's gonna be an interesting episode. To all, again, the new listeners, because you guys are a new crop of listeners. Ooh, that kind of sounds bad. Crop? You guys are not farm plants, I promise. No, yeah. To all my new listeners, or the current listeners, the people who listen right now, current or usually, please follow Lay Down Laurier 25. It's where you guys can interact with me. This is a really important part of my show, is audience interaction. I think it's very imperative that you guys have some part or some say in the show, you know what I mean? Without you guys, I wouldn't be up here, you know what I mean? But yeah, no. Lay Down Laurier 25. Just add it. It's public. You guys shall see it, like, eventually. But yeah, no. Lay Down Laurier 25. What else can I say about that? But yeah, as I said earlier, it was wet, dude. It's wet. It's so, like, you can barely walk outside. And honestly, I'm kind of not even that shocked, you know what I mean? It's kind of been a usual occurrence that like every Halloween it rains, and someone really has to do something about that, because what the heck, you know? Like, it's not good, which, I mean, like, obviously it's not that good, but like for the morale, you know what I mean? I waited all month only for it to pour. I mean, it's not Halloween yet, but I mean, it's close enough for us to kind of like say something about it, you know? Someone definitely has to change that, you know what I mean? They got to fix that. They got to do something about it. It's just not right. It's a human injustice, in my opinion, you guys. I remember this one time when I was a kid, I got all dressed up. I was completely covered head to toe in makeup, okay? In paint, okay? Taking 6-year-old Gabe, you know, with his little bag of candy, costumed up, and, you know, ready to go. And the minute he steps outside, just pouring rain. What is this, you know? My entire costume just got completely destroyed, you know? And it just was not cool at all. But yeah, someone needs to put a stop to that. It's not fun, and it's not fair. And I know that we have a machine out there to change the weather. I know someone's controlling the weather for sure, you guys. But yeah, no. I'm honestly kind of shocked it's not blizzarding outside, you know? Guys, winter's like practically a month away. It is a month away, actually. What am I talking about? It practically already is Christmas time. Christmas time, I'm going to wake up and it's already going to be Christmas. That's how fast time goes, okay? I don't know. 2 months in already into the semester, or I guess like, yeah, Jesus. Time went by, guys. Like, it went by so, so fast. It's kind of sad. Kind of makes me want to cry a little bit, but it's okay. It's nothing crazy, you know? It's just how time goes, you know? That's just how life is. It's one day you wake up and like 15 years have passed. But that's a little too existential for a Thursday afternoon, you guys. I hope you guys have been having a great October, because I have, okay? I, for one, have. And It'd be a shame if you guys hadn't. But yeah, no, I'm kind of shocked there hasn't been a blizzard by now, you know? Just wait until Christmas, you guys. I'm going to be playing music. I'm going to be really in the spirit, okay? I'm going to be decking the halls with bells of holly. Is that how it goes? I don't know. Too early for me, actually. What am I talking about? November 1st, and I already got Mariah Carey on here, you know? Not cool. But yeah, no, since today is the day before Halloween, I'm going to have something... a nice spooky, scary, special soundtrack for you guys tonight, you know? These are all classics, things you've heard before, nothing too crazy, nothing too wild, nothing too unexpected. But yeah, especially not this first one. I know all of you guys have heard all like this song. Like, if you guys haven't, like, you guys must have been living under a rock or something, because like, it's probably one of the most famous songs of like the Halloween time ever. This is a Thriller by Michael Jackson. That was Thriller by Michael Jackson, as you guys already probably knew. One of the most important Halloween songs of all time, you guys. As, again, you guys already knew. Literally, you can't go anywhere without listening to it, you know? Except this year, it was kind of strange. This year was probably one of the first times I had barely listened to it. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go an entire month, an entire spooky season without listening to it at least once, you know? I would have been highly ashamed of myself, you know? But yeah, that was a Thriller by Michael Jackson. If you didn't know it, now you do. And if you didn't know it again, what's wrong with you? Ooh, rhymes, bars, rhymes like dimes. Ooh, MF Doom? Not here, sadly. RIP the GOAT, the GOAT. I'm joking, you guys. I'm not a big MF Doom fan, you know? I mean, he's really important, really influential, but not like a number one favorite, you know? But anyways, that was Thriller, Michael Jackson. I hadn't realized how long it was, you know, until just now. It's almost 6 minutes. Minutes. What's wrong with me today? It's probably the Halloween spirit, you know? It's just distracting me. But yeah, no. 6 minutes is crazy. I didn't realize how long it was until just now. But yeah. Anyways, we're going to speed this thing along just because today's show is going to be a bit shorter, you guys, sadly. Again, early and short, I guess. But early, you know? That's just what happens. But we have potentially, in my opinion, the only song that could probably rival Thriller, you know what I mean? I mean, some people probably won't say it's as good, but I do think it does a good job of fighting for that number one Halloween song spot, you know? This is Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. That was Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. I don't know. I don't really have too much to say about this song, you guys. It rivals, in my opinion, like I said earlier, Thriller for being one of the most iconic Halloween songs. But it's definitely not, like, I don't know. It doesn't hit the same, you know what I mean? When you hear Thriller, it's just like, oof. And then when you hear this one, it's just kind of like, oh, cool, you know? I mean, that's just my opinion on it, you know? But yeah, no, Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. By the way, you guys, I said earlier, but you guys can interact with me through the through the Instagram. And since you guys can interact with me through the Instagram, that means you guys can request songs, which is kind of a given. But it's really important to the motto, you know, to the actual show. You guys can actually have big changes. The motto, it's pending, okay? It's changed, okay? It will be changing eventually. But it's only if you guys will it to, okay? If you guys want me to be saying something different, you know, like, I don't know, whatever you guys want me to say, please just reach out and I will do it, okay? I will be talking for you guys, for the people. But yeah, anyways, that was Somebody's Watching Me. We're going to kind of go past the 80s just a tiny bit. We're going to be playing something more important to me. I'm going to have a controversial take after it, but I think you guys will be able to get with me, okay? Like, it's not something that's that too crazy, you know what I mean? But anyways, it's definitely a fall hit. This is The Smashing Pumpkins, 1979. That was 1979 by The Smashing Pumpkins. That song did not come out in 1979, despite the title. It came out in 1995. And personally, in my opinion, it's probably the fall song, honestly. I really, really got into The Smashing Pumpkins a couple years ago, like, I want to say 2 years ago. Not going to lie, I'm a bit of a poser, but it was really when they started coming back into the mainstream. In my opinion, they do it better than Nirvana. I'm not going to lie. They might be a better grunge band than Nirvana. I mean, it's not their most grunge song, to be honest. Like, no way. But and neither is their entire album, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Not a grunge album whatsoever. But Siamese Twins, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. In my opinion, I feel like they just do it better than the Nirvana. But I'm not going to sit here and deny the influence of Nirvana either. I think that they've obviously were important to the whole rock genre as a whole, especially for when they came out. And also Billy Corgan, not the coolest guy ever, kind of a stuck up guy, you know. Not my favorite person. Definitely Kurt Cobain was definitely a better, cooler, chiller guy, but you know what? Doesn't matter, okay? It's okay. Because it was still a really, really good song. But yeah, that was 1979 by The Smashing Pumpkins. We're going to have another classic on the radio soon, okay? We're going to play another heat, another little banger, okay, for all you listeners out there. And the next couple songs are actually personal favorites of mine. I have listened to the next one before, and it is I'd say it's a personal, not favorite, but definitely a top 30 for me, you know. And then the ones after that, just boom, 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 you know, personal favorite after personal favorite. You guys are going to get to know me a little bit more, you know, because I still feel like I haven't breached the wall between the radio and my audience. But yeah, the next song is Sultans of Swing by the Dire Straits. That was Sultans of Swing by the Dire Straits. That was actually special request, you guys, by someone who is actually using the Instagram for what it was for, you know. So please, all you listeners out there, please keep it coming, keep it coming. The next song, well, I'm going to talk about the past song. Probably, I have a really interesting relationship with that song just because it's good. I'm not going to say it's not good. It's just like, you definitely have to be in the mood for it. And tonight I actually was in the mood for it. Or at least personally, I feel like you have to be in the mood for it. It's definitely the type of song you listen to, like, while you're out with your friends, like, at some park, or, like, you're at the beach, and it's, like, getting, like, sunset and stuff, you know? It's more of a chill vibe. I don't know. But it's still a really, really good song. I'm not going to deny that, especially with, like, oh, the guitar in that song. Just marvelous. Just marvelous, you guys. But, yeah, that was Sultans of Swing. A really, really, really great song. We're going to play more songs like that, with that type of vibe, in the near future. Once it starts, to defrost, we haven't even gotten to the frozen part yet, but, once it starts getting warmer out there, I'll definitely be playing more, jams like that. But, yeah, so the next song is a really important song to me. It's the song that got me into another song that really, really got me into the radio. One that pushed me to want to get into the radio a bit more. This is, it kind of speaks for itself. I don't really have to introduce it too much. But if you haven't listened to this before, I don't know where you've been. This is just listen to it. I'm not gonna even introduce it, you guys. It's just too famous for me to introduce it, you guys. That was Stairway to Heaven. Honestly, just the masterpiece of a song, you guys. I'm going to have to really, I think we're going to have to start saying goodbye, you guys, just because it's 8:31. And usually the show only takes, the show's an hour. But, you know, your host is a busy man, you know. He's got other things he's got to do tonight. And, you know, It's an early show, which means the schedule's all messed up, but it's okay. Before I leave, I just want to say thank you very much to my audience. You know, I don't normally do this. Normally, I play a song I play a song and then say goodnight. But I didn't feel like it was fitting for tonight. So I just wanted to say thank you guys, all of you, for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. We're 6 episodes in, and I don't know, 6 is a pretty good number, I'd say. Without you guys, there wouldn't really be a point for me to be on air. So yeah, I just wanted to say thank you so, so, so much for listening. I hope you guys have a really special and amazing Halloween. And whether you're going out with your friends or you're staying at home, stuffing your face with candy, which I might have to do, I'm not going to lie. It sounds really, really, really tempting. Just enjoy it because, you know, Halloween's not every day. And you'll never be the age you were at this Halloween. You know what I mean? Like, if you're 19 right now, you won't be 19 next year. So just enjoy your Halloweens, you guys. Please, 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 please. And without further ado, thank you, Laurier, and good night.